country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Have a lot of people here, the principal.
Welcome to the show, folks. North California and South Alabama. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The program is live. We welcome your phone calls. Paul Fromm and I. Paul with us from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, actually. Yes, I'm from Canada. I'm in the fire, forest fire country, actually, about 60, 70 miles south of it, in the interior of British Columbia. This has been a big crisis. Tens of thousands of people have been driven from their homes over the past two weeks, and almost all of them are white. I mention that because our Prime Minister, the trust fund kid, Justin Trudeau, loves to poke his face into anything Sikh or Muslim or feminist or LGBTQ. So this past weekend, he was in Halifax at the Gay Pride Parade, with his mouth wide open, mugging between two creatures. I'm not sure whether they're drag queens or transgendered or whatever. They were in kind of a Hawaii flowery shirts, and there he is mugging and so on. And it's typical of him. He's doing that, but last week he was only a couple hundred miles away at a conference from the forest fires in British Columbia. He couldn't even stop in for 1 hour to show solidarity with white people. And that's typical of him. And I know Donald Trump speaks well of him, but he's a raging idiot.
And Paul, a winning art of the deal strategy Donald Trump uses, of course, is he speaks ostensibly well of just about everybody
it's not up to him to trash our trashy prime minister. And, you know, I think he shows great restraint. I'm just saying that I would not want Americans to think that because Donald Trump says he's a dynamic person or whatever, that Justin Trudeau is anything other than a metrosexual wrecking crew. He says Canada's the first national state. And he said that Canada really has no political culture. I mean, what he's trying to do is to erase from people's knowledge that our founding settler people are European, that we are a European Christian country. He along with his father and various other politicians, have wanted to change that for almost 50 years. And that's the battle we're in. But he's just right up front with it. Parading there in the gay pride parade, and it's embarrassing. Here's this guy in a kind of a, I'd say kind of a fuchsia shirt, with his mouth open. I mean, I'm sure your mom and my mom told us as kids. You know, sometimes kids
yeah.
So close your mouth. You'll be catching flies. Well, here's this the prime minister of our flipped country. I mean, you expect some dignity.
Well, Paul, somebody had to get the short straw this year. And so, listen, thank you. Thank you, Canada. You're big enough to take it. You got the short straw. And now we can, we can work to rectify that. But yeah, it is bad. And by the way, speaking of forest fires and white people suffering the effects of those forest fires, one of the reasons so many white people are in forest fire zones, I don't know if it's true in the particular area you are in, Paul, but I know in California, the forest fire zones are full of white people who have been driven by white flight out of their normal urban neighborhoods in which they were born and grew up. White flight has driven them out into the hills and countryside where they are subject to these fires. So in California especially, but in other places where fires rage, it is white people who suffer these forest fires. Paul, we've got a few great things to share with you today. Donald Trump addressed the Boy Scouts of America at their national jamboree, and as an Eagle Scout and just a scouter through and through, this is really exciting. Let me just play just a moment of it. Here it is. Donald Trump, 40,000 scouts roaring their approval of their president. Here we go. Sounds like a jet taking off. The roaring. They're outdoors.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. I am thrilled to be here. Thrilled. And if you think that was an easy trip, you're wrong, but I am thrilled. 19th Boy Scout Jamboree. Wow. And to address such a tremendous group, boy, you have a lot of people here. The press will say it's about 200 people. It looks like about 45,000 people. You set a record today. You set a record.
These scouts are our future, folks.
That's a great honor, believe me. Tonight, we put aside all of the policy fights in Washington, D.C. you've been hearing about with the fake news and all of that. We're going to put that... We're going to put that aside. And instead, we're going to talk about success, about how all of you amazing young scouts can achieve your dreams, what to think of, what I've been thinking about. You want to achieve your dreams? I said, who the hell wants to speak about politics when I'm in front of the Boy Scouts? Right? There are many great honors that come with the job of being President of the United States. But looking out at this incredible gathering of mostly young patriots, mostly young, I'm especially proud to speak to you as the honorary president of the Boy Scouts of America.
And the Boy Scouts are chanting USA, USA, and Trump, Trump, Trump. But my gosh, you know, these are young men, 12 years old, 13 years old, and they are 14. And the Jamboree, folks, is the big deal in scouting. That's what you want to go to, the Jamboree. It's just great to see Donald Trump there. So I'll read you more coverage of that at the National Scout Jamboree. Another thing that you might want to talk about tonight if you call in. Let me play the music for you here. This is gonna surprise you. It surprised me a moment ago when I found this out. Here it is. I was going to tell you about Kid Rock, a Donald Trump supporter, who is now leading in the polls in Michigan. He announced he's running against Debbie Stabenow, a left-wing liberal senator. And he's leading. He's already got a substantial lead in the polls. And this is within days of announcing. But listen to this. This is Kid Rock right here.
The interest is up and the stock market's down. You only get mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods to see my woman, my kids, and my dogs and me.
Hey, is Kid Rock listening to this show? If you're out there, Kid Rock, well done, my friend. And I've got some more audio of Kid Rock singing other songs in a duet with Hank Williams Jr., who is the author and the singer of our theme music that we use on this show. So I think that's very much a manifestation, folks, of the Trump phenomenon. People, great people who otherwise stayed away from politics, stayed out of politics, normal people, powerful people, successful people who thought that politics stank. They didn't want anything to do with it. I think that, Paul, that 2018 will see the arrival of successful people like Kid Rock who will, wave their Confederate battle flag, as Kid Rock does on the stage, sing songs like A Country Boy Can Survive, and this is part of the Trump phenomenon. I hope we'll see a whole bevy of these people coming out and taking, beating the Debbie Stabenows, making the point that politics is a way to retake your country, and it is a way that can still work in America. If Kid Rock beats Debbie Stabenow, folks, that makes a huge difference. One Democratic, you know, in a 52-48 U.S. Senate, it would become then 53-47 with just that one change. So more encouraging news today. Let me see. Let me just check the calling board here, see if anybody has called in. George isn't with us quite yet. And I don't see any calls yet either. So 800-313-9443, your phone number for getting in on the show. Another thing we'll look forward to is the American Renaissance Conference, and I'll kind of announce that every day between now and the American Renaissance Conference, which takes place just west of Nashville, Tennessee, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll be there. So if you can make it, that's a chance to say hi. Go to amren.com, a website very familiar for many years to both Paul and myself. One of the rocks of Gibraltar, Paul, of our cause. Amren.com, A-M-R-E-N.com. Jared Taylor's website. There you will find all the details. You'll find out, for instance, that you can't buy a ticket because they're all sold out, 400 of them all sold out. So I will join you in the peanut gallery outside the meeting hall, because I am one of the folks. I haven't bothered to call Jared to see if I can wangle a ticket. I don't want to do that. I'll be out there networking and meeting people. That's what these conferences are all about. It's a wonderful state park, Montgomery Bell State Park. It will be completely secure. You can bring your kids. The state troopers have that situation well in hand. There won't be anything going on from the left within that state park. If there are any lefties show up, they'll be way outside the park, standing outside there on the road, as people whiz by them with a bunch of sheriffs having them right there in their grasp, waiting for them to do something cute. So that'll be very, very exciting. And I'll do a radio show on Friday from the American Renaissance Conference. You'll hear it right here. I'll do another 3-hour show on Sunday, likewise. And then Saturday, you can listen to James Edwards. Listen to James Edwards. And he'll do his radio show on Saturday, also from the American Renaissance Conference. An event Paul has been to many times. I've been to many times. And it's one of the jamborees, the big event for the scouts. To me, the big event in our movement is American Renaissance. Great events from the Council of Conservative Citizens. I put that right up there as very, very enjoyable. Paul has been a speaker at numerous of those. And Paul, you're a member of the board, I believe, of the Council of Conservative Citizens.
Yes, I am. Yes.
This should
be a very exciting meeting. I only wish I'd be able to attend, but that won't be in the cards this year.
So as I say, folks, you won't be able to get a ticket, but you can, especially for folks. I have a friend in Lexington, Kentucky. That's an easy drive. If I'm able to reach him in the next 48 hours, I'll suggest that he drive on down, make a day trip out of it, and come on by to the state park. It's a state park, so it's quite open to anybody and everybody who wants to drive down. Lakes, forest, meadows, boats, everything, canoes, kayaks. It's all there, and the weather will be wonderful. So see you there. I'm envisaging this as a Woodstock, a turning point in our cause, and a gathering of a larger number of us than have gathered in my memory. I think it'll be over 500 people. It might be. We don't know. I'll tell you what. I don't think Jared Taylor knows. So that'll be one of the exciting things. When I show up around 1 o'clock on Friday, I'll be, like everybody else, looking to see, how many people are here and watching the arrivals. And I'll report back to you on that. It'll be one of the things you can find out when you join the show on Friday. Let's look at some more of the interesting news here. I'll turn to Breitbart right after this break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now is still the same, and the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now, realize.
We're back, folks. This is the Moody Blues there, I believe. Looking at Breitbart, nice pieces of news. By the way, let me give you that before we leave Kid Rock. Here's a Breitbart story. Robert Ritchie, better known to the world as Kid Rock, is leading the 2018 U.S. Senate race in Michigan, according to an early poll released Sunday. The Delphi Analytical Poll puts support for the Trump-supporting Michigan native entertainer 4 points ahead of incumbent Democrat Debbie Stabenow. And his preference among those who expressed a preference, there were some who have not yet decided, but among those who expressed a preference, Kid Rock leads 54 to 46, 8-point spread. That's pretty good. I would attribute this, while he initially endorsed fellow Michigander Dr. Ben Carson for president, Kid Rock quickly became an enthusiastic Donald Trump supporter. And he He later came under fire for his own pro-Trump apparel brand, of course, under fire from the usual suspects. Never a stranger to controversy, Kid Rock made headlines for sticking to his guns on using the Confederate flag on stage, even as the media establishment, yes, engaged in a nationwide condemnation campaign. So far, as a Senate hopeful, Kid Rock has carved out a highly pro-Second Amendment stance and outlined his hopes for health care and tax reform. And Democrats, meanwhile, are doing anything but treating Richie's run as a joke. Well, maybe this is all a joke, but we all thought Donald Trump was joking when he rode down the escalator at Trump Tower and announced his campaign, too. Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren told some... Wait, I added that. I'm sorry. Senator... That was just a reflex, folks. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, told supporters in a fundraising email, the 46-year-old Kid Rock has a long road ahead of him, and blah, 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 of course. And there you go. So I'm hoping he will go all the way. Now, let's connect this with Hank Williams Jr. He lives in Paris, Kentucky. And Hank Williams Jr. announced years ago, my, how the years go by, but it was a few years ago, he said, I think I'm going to run for U.S. Senator from Kentucky, from my base in Paris. And wait a minute, let me get that straight. I may have that wrong there. Hang on just a second here. And here you go. We've got Kid Rock and Hank Williams Jr. doing duets and singing each other's songs. So let me just look up Hank Williams Jr. here and just brush up on my facts. But maybe he will throw his hat into the ring, his cowboy hat into the ring, and also deliver on his plan to run for U.S. Senator. Again, this would be reflective of the Trump phenomenon. Hank Williams Jr., Paul, born like you in 1949.
I think he's had a very full life. I think it'd be very interesting for if he would run. Do we have any update about the Muslim policeman gunning down the Australian lady who was seeking help, having made a 911 call in Minneapolis? I was reading that the chief of police, who has since resigned, about a year ago there was another police shooting. She couldn't be reached because she was at a birthday party. This time she couldn't be reached because she was out hiking somewhere. She has since resigned, but the person who should really resign is the mayor, who has done nothing but moan and groan about Islamophobia.
Yes. She is definitely part of the problem, and we'll be back with part of the solution right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now.
And are the good times really over for good? Well, we say no. And the here is toss some more logs on the discussion fire here tonight. This is, you may have seen this person, Jake Tapper, on CNN. He's one of the worst. And I'm going to give you two Jake Tapper segments, one today with Rand Paul, and this one with Hillary Clinton back in March of 2016. And this one's interesting. Sean Hannity surfaced this today. People have forgotten about it. But it's Hillary Clinton bragging up how she she's working with world leaders, she says, to defeat Donald Trump. Now, so she's bragging about collaborating with world leaders So on the very thing she's accusing Donald Trump of doing, which Donald Trump in no way did at all. But anyway, here's Hillary Clinton talking with Jake Tapper in March of 2016 when Donald Trump, the meteoric rise of Donald Trump was becoming evident to folks.
I am already receiving messages from leaders. I'm having foreign leaders ask if they can endorse me to stop Donald Trump. I say, no, this is up to Americans. Thank you very much. But I get what you're saying and where you're coming
from. You're not going to tell us who?
Well, some have done it publicly, actually. The Italian prime minister, for example.
How about the ones that have done it privately?
No, Jake.
So there's Hillary with Jake Tapper. Now here's and of course, what Robert Mueller needs to be doing, Mueller, is investigating this woman, Hillary Clinton. Here's Jake Tapper with Rand Paul today. Let me see if I can find that. And he asks him, let's see here. Here it is right here.
Opinion, does the president have the authority to pardon himself?
I think in all likelihood he does. I think.
So there you go. Rand Paul being very helpful. Some great ideas right there. If that's what's necessary to stick a fork in this fake news investigation of Russiagate, then Rand Paul would be there to endorse that idea that the president can simply pardon himself. That would be the course of last resort, but it's available. The let's see if I can find another bit of the breaking stories. Here we have this is a good one. Pat Caddell, remember him, joined Breitbart News Daily Sirius XM host Alex Marlowe on Monday to discuss the reaction to Sean Spicer's resignation, possible conflicts of interest for special counsel Robert Mueller, and the dangerous leaks coming from Mueller's office. Caddell said, "What is going on with Mueller is very disturbing," adding, now here's the, this is amazing, "that office is beginning to leak like a sieve. It is like Washington. This president has got to do something." And then here's the amazing thing. He says, "The leaks are a super felony, if you will, a super breach of national security. These people, the deep state, to achieve their political end, are willing to endanger the national security of this country." That's a pretty heavy statement from Pat Caddell. And then here's another interesting one that broke in the last 24 hours. Donald Trump intensifies his criticism of his own attorney general. And this is, I'm reading this from Breitbart, so this is not fake news. Donald Trump's war of words against his attorney general and one-time ally, Jeff Sessions, escalated Monday, raising speculation the president may be preparing the ground to replace him. Trump took to Twitter to declare his top lawyer beleaguered, that's our president's word, beleaguered, as he wondered out loud why Sessions was not investigating 2016 presidential candidate and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Quote, "So why aren't the committees and investigators and, of course, our beleaguered AG looking into crooked Hillary's crimes and Russia relations?" Question mark, Trump asked. So that's pretty, that's pretty bold there, Paul.
No, that is. Yeah.
It is Trump's comments about his erstwhile friend that have raised eyebrows. Trump has expressed increasing anger with Sessions as his Justice Department's investigations into possible Trump-Russia collusion has quickened. Last week, Trump publicly upbraided Sessions for stepping back from issues related to the probe. Sessions recused himself because of his role on Trump's campaign and previously undisclosed contacts with a Russian ambassador in Washington. Trump said he would never have hired Sessions had he known of his recusal beforehand. "I think it is very unfair to the president," Trump said, and this was in a tweet. No, this is in his interview with the New York Times. "It is extremely unfair, and that's a mild word, to the president." Sessions said he had no plans to resign. Go ahead, Paul.
I think what's going on here is the difference in background and temperament. Donald Trump is a businessman, but he's practiced the art of the deal. Jeff Sessions is a lawyer, and I think he was very concerned about the law, about even a possible conflict of interest, and that's why he recused himself.
You're right. I agree. I think it's a temperament difference, but this is real. And I mean, Donald Trump is fed up with being hamstrung by the deep staters and this ridiculous Russiagate inquiry. I mean, for instance, why are there investigations going on in the Senate and the House? Why are Donald Trump key staffers being grilled by the Republican Senate and the Republican House? Both of those bodies can simply put their foot down and say, forget it. You know, we don't need an investigation into Donald Trump. So why aren't they doing that? And why isn't Sessions going full hog on Hillary Clinton? He hasn't touched her. That's a good question. Now, here's more in this article. This is Breitbart again, so I'm confident I'm not reading fake news. This is very well considered from a patriot point of view, all this verbiage here on Breitbart. They say at Breitbart, shortly after Trump's tweet today, the website Axios reported that Trump was considering replacing Sessions with another early supporter, Rudy Giuliani, a former New York mayor. If he were confirmed, that is Giuliani, by Congress, that appointment could open the door to Trump firing the special prosecutor or having an attorney general who can directly influence the investigation. You see, if this is a kind of a neat solution, if Jeff Sessions resigns or if he's fired, the recusal is no longer in effect. Rudy Giuliani is not recused from the matter. He can just take direct supervision and control of Mueller. He can dismiss Mueller. And I'll tell you what, Paul, you know, with Anthony Scaramucci taking over from the sort of mild-mannered Sean Spicer as communications director, and if Rudy Giuliani, another tough New Yorker, took over from the mild-mannered Jeff Sessions, that's starting to look like a team with a very Trumpian temperament.
Well, I, for one, hope he doesn't do that, because Jeff Sessions was an invaluable man in the Senate. He gave up his Senate seat to help out, and I think he really should be given a fair chance. I think these are just some of the initial little rough patches that any new administration goes through.
Yeah, I'm with you on my I share your feeling completely. Jeff Sessions, a hero. A great man, and you know, to be valued. But I also, you know, I don't know. This is just I listened to Anthony Scaramucci praising Sean Spicer very sincerely, saying, you know, Sean Spicer is a great man, and I salute him for stepping aside. You know, this is a stylistic change in the communications office. It's going to be hard hitting now. It's not going to be Sean Spicer the punching bag. It's going to be Anthony Scaramucci, the puncher. And
well, I heard him in an interview yesterday, and he was cutting off the interviewer and saying, well, let me finish what I was going to say. And you know, he really is, I think, a lot more of a take charge fellow. I think that's what's needed, because the mainstream media are almost without exception pathologically hostile to Trump. The voices of the deep state, and they simply want to get rid of him by any means possible. You know, I keep comparing our media, horrible as it is, to CNN. Even our national broadcaster, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, an hour worth of news there gives you a little bit of American news and, you know, the latest, we hate Donald Trump, but also a bit more of the rest of the world. CNN will be wall to wall, hour after hour, a psychic scream against Donald Trump. This isn't even news. This is a rant.
Yes. And so sharing your thought, you might, you know, I think Sean Spicer was a great guy, and he, you know, he seemed to be a fine guy. But it's like a Donald Trump, the head coach, replacing one excellent, let's say, running quarterback with but he's got a team with great receivers. It's a passing team, or some, I'll make another, you know, just think of sports in some way, but replacing the quarterback with a quarterback who fits the offense for the team. And Scaramucci fits Donald Trump's offense. And Sean Spicer, I offer this thought, maybe didn't. And in the case of Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump wants to play hardball, and he wants to go after Hillary. Jeff Sessions, for whatever reason, definitely has not to date. We're not hearing about anything happening against her. It all seems to have been closed. And revelations keep turning up. You know, she's really guilty. So Rudy Giuliani, what did Rudy Giuliani say in the primaries when he was speaking on the same platform, by the way? And it was wonderful to hear Jeff Sessions would give these great rally speeches in the primaries, and these great rallies, which will be repeated again tomorrow, folks, in Youngstown, Ohio. It'll be Donald Trump in front of a huge crowd after the huge 45,000 scouts in West Virginia. Rudy Giuliani would follow Jeff Sessions up onto the stage. And Giuliani spoke about this question about prosecuting Hillary Clinton. And I heard, Paul, such an astute, you know, just go get him prosecutor explanation from Rudy Giuliani. And Giuliani said this. He said, look, folks, if I couldn't convict Hillary Clinton on the case that we have, he said, I would, you know, turn in my spurs. That, it, you know, this is too easy for a prosecutor convicting her on these charges, on with the evidence we have, as easy as falling out of bed. So he said, I would relish an opportunity to prosecute her. So if that's what Donald Trump wants, is go after Hillary, and that would change the whole news cycle. If an aggressive Scaramucci style Giuliani were to go after Hillary, that flips over the news cycle and it changes the story, Paul, I think.
Oh yeah, well, wouldn't that be something? Lock her up, lock her.
Yeah,
you know,
you'll hear that chanted tomorrow. They'll be screaming, "Lock her up!" in Youngstown. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm not a vindictive person, and I agree that you should be able to disagree politically, and losing shouldn't mean going to jail. I agree with that, but it's not that her political opinions, you know, are different from Donald Trump's or ours. It's her actions. I mean, just rotten, bowel, corrupt. The Clinton Foundation is a disgrace. Not because they have different politics from Donald Trump. I wouldn't want to see politics where you know, if your side loses, you know, your leaders go to jail. But this isn't about bad politics. This is about fundamental corruption, which I think goes right back to Arkansas. I mean, you and I both know that there have been a number of books and exposés that the Clintons were more rotten than you know, just about any administration in a long, long time. If they've got her on things like that, then I think that they should prosecute her and send her to jail for that.
Yes. Yeah, and she is. I mean, the Clinton Foundation, folks, is totally dirty. They took hundreds of millions of dollars from people, including the government of Russia, which was not behaving corruptly or vilely. The Russian government was getting 20% of our uranium stocks for pennies. So it was a very smart move. It was good exercise in the art of the deal by Vladimir Putin. And Hillary Clinton, of course, was willing to sell, you know, what she was selling. And this is what the Clintons have done for their entire lives. They were influence peddlers. She would sell, I'll give you all this uranium, President Putin. I'll give away America's uranium as our Secretary of State if you'll make a hefty donation. Not nearly the value of what I'm giving you to my foundation. And that's exactly what was done in the instance after instance. This is the most corrupt. You know, we said it on this show. We were praying that the Democrats would hang on to Hillary Clinton as their candidate because she's the weakest imaginable candidate. She's the most corrupt politician in our lifetimes. She is more corrupt, more aggressive, more fanatical than her husband. She may actually have been the power behind the throne, Paul, driving Bill to all of his crimes.
Well, surely, you know, they were a power team. They may not be much as a love team, but they're a political and financial power team, and they scarfed up tens of millions.
Hundreds, yes.
I'm probably lowballing it.
You're lowballing it. We'll be right back, folks, with Tom in Utah right after this break. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind.
behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the
back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. We got Tom in Utah in our last segment here, just a short little segment that we have left. Tom, forgive me. I'm just going to rush one little piece of audio ahead of you. This is Donald Trump at the highlight event of today, which was his appearance in Glen Jean, West Virginia, out there in the country and at the National Jamboree, 45,000 scouts roaring their approval of Donald Trump. Of course, these young men are our future. Here is just a little audio. A scout in the crowd yells, "I love you," to the president. And here's what ensues. You're going to hear 45,000 scouts yelling, "We love you, Donald Trump." Here it is.
What you love to do, you have to find your passion. Or what, no matter what they tell you, if you don't, I love you too. I don't know. It's a nice guy. What am I going to do? He sounds like a nice person. He. Thank you. I do love you.
They immediately, 45,000 scouts are now chanting, "We love you. We love Trump. We love Trump." They go on and on. And then after a lot of this.
By the way, just a question. Did President Obama ever come to a jamboree?
And that was a chorus of no's and boos. And, you know, Paul, it's so refreshing. You know, what the politically correct do if you're talking to the Chamber of Commerce or the Boys, no, not the Chamber of Commerce, but the Boy Scouts, everything is pablum. You know, he's talking to these young men as men. And he just says it like it is, and it's beautiful to hear. Tom in Utah, what's on your mind tonight?
It's just brief.
Tom. Sure.
It's just brief. Do you think anybody wants to touch the Clinton Foundation, the cabal? They don't want to have a retirement plot in Fort Marcy Park.
Yeah, well, yes, I know. A lot of dead bodies of those who have known something about the Clintons. Yes, and I'm sure that's quite a deterrent to folks, Tom. Good point.
What was the statement of that? One that says no rational lawyer, no rational prosecutor will ever prosecute.
Yeah, well, Rudy Giuliani will. Rudy Giuliani will prosecute. He may be our next attorney general.
We'll cross our fingers.
Thanks, everybody. And see you all tomorrow night. Thank you, Paul.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.